Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
ESPN 97.5. KFNC. Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media Station.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Still waiting on Major, where he's going to call in here, as he always does. Usually right on time. Today, he's getting ready now. Got a football game now. And it has been rough the past couple of weeks. So they got to find a way. I don't think Major's too used to this. This is a tough time. Lost a couple in a row. They got Tulane this week. Oh, it's Thursday. You know what, Dell? That's probably why.
Yeah, game week.
Yeah, it's game day. It's game day. He's not calling in today.
Nah.
No. It's game day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, forget about it.
That's all right.
I thought they were a Saturday game. It's a Thursday, so he's not calling in today. So we don't have to worry about that. They got Tulane tonight, and I'm going to tell you this. Tulane has been playing pretty well. Who do you think Lainey Fritz is going for?
Tulane.
Yep. Her daddy's a coach?
Yep.
So good for – and they're playing some pretty good football now.
Yeah, they are.
They turned it around. They've won four of their last six. How about that SMU now is in the driver's seat in the division? Beating
never thought that would
was
be coming.
No.
Never thought that would be coming.
No. He's turned it around in a hurry.
All right. We got to get to – we got to talk about Rockets Warriors. I mean, that's bigger than SMU football. We got to get to –
what about Houston football?
What
Houston's
I talked about,
playing tonight against Tulane.
Yeah, we got Houston – well, yeah.
Okay.
We're not
going
to have the coach today. But we got to get to some Rockets Warriors. We got to get to what I brought up before, which is – how do you see the AFC right now? If you had to just go ahead and rank them 1 through 6, where do you rank your AFC teams? Because that has been somewhat fluid. The AFC, other than Kansas City, has had some ups and downs, and the New England Patriots right now are not playing their best football. So I know they'll probably be there at the end and yada yada and all that. I get it. But I'm not going to just default to him right now. When Gronk's not healthy, it's a way different team. And Gronk has not been healthy this year, and I don't think he's going to be healthy. So
right now, I am going to say it's Kansas City.
I think we're going to have the same qualifiers probably. I'm going to put the qualifiers down. So it's KC, Pittsburgh, New England. I'm saying top six.
Yep.
You're not going to have anyone else. You're going to have Texans, Kansas City, and the Chargers. I mean, I don't really see.
And then there's one more.
Who? That's six. Case. Oh, no, I put KC twice. Oh, no.
The Titans. No. Titans will be six.
Titans over Bengals?
Titans over Bengals.
Titans over Dolphins?
Titans over Colts, actually. To me, it's
Titans over
Colts.
See, I still don't feel like the Colts are one of the top six teams.
I think they're a good football team.
So we'll go Titans. Okay.
That's fine. Wouldn't be surprised at all.
So number six, going Titans?
If it's not Colts finishing second in the division, the Texans.
It could.
I'm going to go Chiefs.
No, who's six?
Oh, six is Titans.
Don't you know how these reveal shows are?
Yes.
You have to start from the bottom and then go up. And same thing with slides. If this were a slideshow, we'd have to start at the very back to get the most hits.
I am going.
Number five, who are you going?
Texans.
I'm going that too.
Then I'm going.
Number four.
If you want to know the truth.
New England. Yep. Number three.
Chargers.
I'm going to go Pitt.
I'm going Pittsburgh 2, Kansas City 1.
I'm going Chargers 2, Kansas City 1.
Dell, what's yours?
Man, Kansas City, I mean, Chargers are 7-2.
Now, Steelers are 6-2-1, and I think they were as dominant and dominating against a good football team as I've seen anybody this year.
They've given up 186 points. The Steelers have given up 209.
Steelers were bad early on.
The Titans have only given up 151.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not the best offensive division now, is it?
Dell, what's yours?
Because of their injuries at quarterback early in the year, which results in a couple losses, Titans at full strength, I'll take the Texans at six, Titans at five, because I think the Titans would probably have a better record if they had a healthy quarterback all year long.
Because you hate.
That's your opinion. At four, I'll take the Patriots, then the Steelers, and the Chargers, and the Chiefs.
Okay, so mine and yours are the same except flip-flop. Because you wanted to put the Houston team the worst you could.
I would have left them outside of the playoffs.
That's what you want to do.
It's impossible to leave them outside the playoffs. The Titans have had quarterback injuries, a quarterback injury.
Texans
so I would
have been
take
better
them
in every way.
Except for when they played on the field?
Yeah. No.
Except when they played on the field.
Who can win? Who has the best chance?
In the conference.
Pick
who?
The two teams that have the best chance of beating the Chiefs. See, I don't think it's Kansas. Even though New England did it. I don't think they have the firepower to do it a second time now.
Yeah, I think the Steelers had the best chance. What I saw out of that.
They have a rush.
They have
an edge rush.
They turned a corner last
week. Yeah, so do the Chargers. Chargers have a little.
Ed and Bosa.
Chargers might have a better run game from an explosion standpoint. I mean, that's a bully game Pittsburgh has. The Chargers has one that can hit you with some chunk plays. Receivers are going to be obviously better with I think quarterback play is similar. I think receivers go to obviously big check mark to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'll tell you what's going to be a big game.
It's tough. I might agree with you. I might think the Pittsburgh Steelers have the best chance of specifically knocking off Kansas City just because of their pass rush.
Yep. How about New England at the Steelers December 16th? That's going to be a game for home field advantage.
That's a major, major.
For a bye week.
Yep, that's a major bye week game. You know, the Houston Texans have a pretty decent shot of a bye week.
Yeah.
They're in pretty
good.
This
is the game this week that will.
Yes. Yeah, because they're three at home against division. You feel like it's pretty good. This is a big swing game.
This is a swing game.
And how do you – are you? I know you've been high on Washington and all this and that.
I'm so torn on this game. I have no idea. I do know I don't think the Texans should be a road favorite.
Washington has only scored 176 points in nine games.
I just don't feel like the Texans deserve to be a road favorite in a game against a team that's 6-3. I just don't. And especially again, a game against a team that is as good as they are at home. I don't know. I know that they're banged up, But
who, Washington?
Yeah, Washington's banged up on their offensive line. That's a problem. But we've seen the Texans.
Washington's
now, that
not,
was early in the
Washington's
year.
3-2 at home. They're not that good.
Yeah, but they've beaten some. Who?
Nah, they got whipped by the Colts. They've got two really bad losses at
and
home.
And they also won at home against.
They're not.
In Atlanta, they got whipped.
But they're not. Yeah, Atlanta whipped them.
Yeah, but
the
other two, the
them.
Other three games that they won.
Yeah, but those aren't like teams that should be. And the Colts beat them the second week of the season. Just drove them. They're not a very good offensive team. They don't have a quarterback that is going to, you know, be able to really do a lot of damage on any given game.
I don't know.
Here's who they beat.
They beat the Packers at home. They beat the Panthers at home, and they beat the Cowboys at home.
Those are two good wins.
Yeah, three. Two
Panthers are. Cowboys.
No, but those are good wins. The Packers too.
Panthers and Packers are. But then they have two not great
losses.
I don't know. I don't think they're very consistent, and that kind of goes to who their quarterback is.
They're limited in what they do offensively. They're just limited.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is the kind of team, though, that the Texans don't get to the quarterback because he's a quick release, get stuff out. We saw it against the Titans, even with their backup and their backup offensive
this
line.
This is a similar matchup to the Titans.
It's a similar
matchup. Similar style. It's a very similar, a careful quarterback who's not probably going to have a big game against you. Mariota doesn't usually have big games. He had a good one last week. Try to win with defense. Run the ball. Adrian Peterson's had a good season so far. It is actually a very similar matchup. Now, I would argue that the Houston Texans had, you know, they had Tennessee potentially beat and blew that one, and that was when the Texans weren't playing very good football.
Dude, they were playing Blaine Gabbert.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. They were playing Blaine Gabbert and two backup tackles.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that makes sense because they really weren't playing. They weren't playing good football
at that time, though.
They're playing much better football now. So, and I don't believe Will Fuller played in that game either.
Well, he's not playing in this
one
either.
Titans. Yeah, but you have Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah.
Probably Kiki QT doesn't play in that one or this one or any other ones. That's kind of how
he
rolls.
Why are you so down on Kiki QT?
Because you know what? If you can't stay on the field, I'm down on you. Until you can stay on the field, I'm down on you. I'll be like an old school NFL coach. Your best ability is availability. You can't make the club from the tub. I'll start saying all those things, you know, those coaching terms, coach speak stuff.
Yeah.
Can't make the club from the tub. That's right.
Or you cannot say that anymore.
You know what? Then get out and start playing. Then start playing, Kiki.
You got two choices. You can say it or you cannot say it.
How many over-under on Kiki QT's catches this year? 15.5.
Over.
Is it over? I know he had a bunch in one game.
Oh, so far. I thought you meant for the whole year.
No, so far.
Oh.
He did have a lot in one game.
Yeah. I'm going to say over.
Let's see.
That's a good number, though.
21.
Yeah.
He had 6 against Cowboys, 3 against the Bills, 1 against the Jags, and that's it. He's averaging 9.3 yards a catch.
Yeah. No, when he's on the field, he's a weapon. It's that whole being on the field thing. That's a problem.
Yeah, he was for 3 straight games, though. Colts. He had 11 catches against the Colts. He was there for Colts, Cowboys, Bills, Jaguars, and then, you know.
It's a shame.
He wasn't there before then or after then.
It's a shame the Texans have played 9 games. It's a shame because, I mean, if the Texans had only played 3 games, he'd have a good run of being durable.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But since they played
4, you'd be like, you know, this guy's really
good. He plays quite a bit, but since they've played 9
here
and he's only played a third of the year, I can't really look at the 3 games he's played in a row and go, yeah, he was on the field quite a bit. A third of the season. Congratulations, Kiki.
How many more games did he play than you played this year?
I was never on NFL roster.
Played 3 more games than you.
Oh, congratulations to him.
Yeah.
He's played 4 games.
Four out of 9.
Four more games than you
played. That's not bad. Hey, listen, that's Will Fuller territory right there.
And are you happy with Will Fuller?
Yeah, when he scores touchdowns.
But what about all the other times when he's not playing?
Yeah, I'm not that happy.
You're not as thrilled, right?
Not a big fan.
This is now 3 years of this with Will Fuller. Love the touchdowns. Hate the constantly being broken half part.
Yep. All right, 8:12 ESPN 97.5 live at Texas Mattress Makers, where we've got the adjustable bed for $499, a queen size bed, normally $1,000, and if you buy it at another store, it's going to be $2,000. So you're basically, I'm telling you, this is a great day to get up here today. You've got this $499 adjustable bed right now. So get here to 4619 Navigation or 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy and pick up this bed today. Today, take advantage of this sale that is unbelievable. As if Yuval's got to have a sale. He's already half the price of everybody else. All right, why don't you right now talk about your Houston Rockets?
So, I have to tell you what's going on tonight. Tonight, and we'll get to this here in just a second, it's a big game for the Houston Rockets. They are coming off a win, and the Rockets are back in action tonight against the Golden State Warriors, the champs. So it's a rematch. Now, there's a little dissension going on with the Golden State Warriors. Of course, we know about that. We also know that your Houston Rockets have had some ups and downs. But here, as of late, they have been playing much, much better basketball. And they want you to come out and enjoy it tonight. The place is going to be rocking, going to be playoff atmosphere. And you can be part of that tonight at Toyota Center. If you want to find tickets, you can go to rockets.com. That's rockets.com. But I'll tell you what, there's so many great opportunities for you, not just tonight with tickets starting as low as $59 and the first 3,000 fans getting a Rockets mouse pad, courtesy of BBVA Compass. Don't forget that this weekend, this Saturday, Rockets are taking on the Kings for Kids Night at Toyota Center, presented by Ashley Furniture Home Store. And that's going to be a fun time for the kids. And then next Wednesday is the Thanksgiving holiday special, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Rockets Detroit, and they want to take care of you with two tickets, two hot dogs, two bottles of beer, soda, or water. And that's all going on available for you on Wednesday. So you've got some great things going on with Kids Night on Saturday. The Rockets and Warriors tonight, first 3,000 getting a Rockets mouse pad. And on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, you have your big 2-4 going on with two tickets, two dogs, and two drinks of your choice. Let's basically say that. Going on with some great home games coming up for you. So make sure that you take advantage of that. Get out there tonight if you can and go cheer on the Houston Rockets, your Houston Rockets. Visit Rockets.com to secure your tickets today.
I remembered each flash as time began.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the jokes, I got the jokes.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolie's glad I'm home.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. This Cade Upton tweet wasn't nearly as good as last year's Cade Upton tweet. Was it last year or 2016? Might have been 16. Was it 2016? Cade Upton said, "I thought I was the only one that could bleep Justin Verlander."
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. This one wasn't nearly as good. Justin finished second in the Cy voting. Let's just say I won't be going to Tampa anytime soon. Tampa strikes again. Hashtag Cy Young. Justin wants everyone to know I'm joking, in quotation marks. And Justin tweeted right after, retweeted it, and said, "I walk away for 2 seconds, and she puts quotes on joking."
They got it right.
Yeah. Yeah. Blake Snell deserved it. Mm-hmm. Even though, and here's the deal. Oh, well, Justin Verlander was on a better team. Okay, whatever. Jacob DeGrom was on the worst team, and they got it right. There was one guy that didn't vote Jacob DeGrom first place. And he
really?
Is being shamed, yeah. He's being shamed because only one. And Jacob DeGrom was on the worst team. He had 10 wins. And yet every writer except one thought he was the best pitcher. It's individual. Mm-hmm. Pitching is individual. Baseball is individual. Hitter against batter.
What did he say why he didn't? Like, how do we know why he didn't? Who did he vote for?
I didn't read why he didn't do it. He voted for somebody else. But he was the only guy that didn't vote for him.
Huh.
And Jacob DeGrom deserved it. Michael Wilbon is losing his mind. He said if he was going to quit sports casting if Jacob DeGrom won the Cy Young, because it's about wins, not ERA. Well,
he's going to quit sports casting.
Yes.
Is he done?
Can he fulfill that promise? I'm looking.
So is he done?
Find it, Del. Michael Wilbon goes off.
And he'll be one of the groups of people who moves depending on an election. And he'll, like, everyone just, I will, Now, I've threatened to do stuff. I've threatened, I can't remember what, I threatened to quit radio over something, if something happened. I just can't remember what it was.
I think one more racist call, racial call or some crap.
No. It was if something happened in sports.
Oh.
I would quit. I can't remember what it was, though. It wasn't like if the Astros won a World Series, like one of those things. Like, if this team does this, I will sit in an ice bucket. That's usually radio guy. I'll be the first to admit, radio guy, and we, you know, we're in this demographic. Radio host likes to say that they'll do crazy stuff. Yeah. If a team does something, I will shave my back with the sign of the, you know, with the logo for the Broncos. And like,
there was a guy who went into the lake, was it Lake Erie?
Yeah, if you say it, do it.
And there was a guy that ate poo because they took Baker Mayfield first.
He ate poo?
He ate horse poo.
I don't really want to think about that.
Well, that's becoming more and more of a thing. When the Eagles won the
– That kid picked it up?
Yeah, picked
but
it up.
That, and we just figured that's Philly.
Yeah.
Like, but I barely even blinked. I'm like, man, only Philly.
No.
And that was a kid.
No.
Remember when he,
Boston,
like, 10?
The Red Sox just happened. Somebody picked up poo and ate
it. Yeah, because copycat poo eating.
Right.
I didn't know the copycat was going to go this far.
Yeah, I don't.
Red Sox fan. We can't let Philly fan be hotter than us. We got to be as hot as them. Somebody quick grab a horse apple and shove it in your mouth.
Right.
Well, that does make you hard. You're just dumb.
No, that's just stupid. You got Michael Wilbon? Yeah. All right, here's Michael Wilbon on Jacob DeGrom winning.
His manager, Mickey Callaway, said that right now the Cy Young Award is DeGrom's to lose. Mike, I know you're big on wins. Do you agree with the manager of the Mets here?
Hell no, because I'm big on wins. Win the game, Frank. Win the game. I don't care what the ERA is. When you add them up at the end, you know, the Cubs probably had some Cy Young Award winning ERA champions in that 100-plus year period. And if somebody said, I'll trade that for the wins that get me a World Series, what would you do? If the answer is anything other than I'll take the wins, then it's fraudulent. Then I resign from following sports. Win the damn game.
Mike, he doesn't get any run support. It's at 3.6 runs per game.
Okay, you got to hang tough then.
Only seven starters in baseball.
Don't allow it.
Doesn't hit it. His ERA is 1.8.
I don't care about his ERA.
He has 195 strikeouts in 194 innings.
Frank, this is a tyranny of statistics now. There's some nights where you got to do a better job.
Yep.
Where you got to give up nothing or one because your guys aren't hitting. There's some other nights where you get a break and you can win a 6-5 game where you didn't particularly pitch that well. Ask guys like Bob Gibson and Ferguson Jenkins who used to pitch complete games about that. And they didn't whine about not getting run support. Win the game.
How about I ask?
Everything else. Win. That's what Wilbon was basically saying.
That's what Wilbon said.
Do you know his home? Did you see his home run totals? 0.4.
I mean,
0.4.
No, and Wilbon's wrong in this. He says, well, then, you know, you got to throw. They never scored runs for him. He got zero runs.
Winning is 100% a consideration, but ultimately you're trying to figure out who the best. Who the very best pitcher was. Who's the best pitcher?
He was the best pitcher.
And usually the
best
pitcher.
If he was on a good team with the offense, he would have won 25 games.
Well, so here's the thing. If you perform like he performs, wins, this is rare because you almost never have to worry about a guy getting wins if he performs to that level. This shows you how historically terrible his offense was when he pitched. Because for you to have, that's like Nolan Ryan when he was sub 2 and had a losing record. For you to have a 1.70 ERA, a 1.70, and you look at his hits per nine, you look at his whip numbers, you look at everything that indicates how he pitched, how consistent he was. You just can't find his strikeouts numbers are the highest of his career. You can't find
– No.
You can't really make an argument other than wins. And wins are predicated on scoring runs, which is something he doesn't have control of, control.
And he had zero run support, zero.
Yeah. I mean – that's kind of a basic. That's the pumpkin spice latte of arguments right there. Just basic. Well, how many wins do you have? I only care about wins. So you're the guy that if somebody has 22 wins and a 3.9 ERA, that's the guy you're voting for Cy Young. I mean, stay consistent. That same energy.
Keep that same energy, Wilbon. Yeah. Keep that same energy.
I don't know.
He wants to quit broadcasting.
Well, I mean, there'll be somebody to take his place.
You think there's somebody who will take his place?
We may have to get – oh, my God. Is this the guy that voted against DeGrom? Oh, my God. One baseball writer who didn't make Jacob DeGrom's Cy Young Award win unanimous also apparently wasn't in the mood to schmooze. Longtime WFAN host Steve Summers, who landed an interview with John Maffei of the San Diego Union-Tribune early Tuesday, started the discussion in his classic joking style about why the writer did not pick the Mets ace. But it all went wrong. Here's how the interview went down. There was one baseball writer, and we have him on the line right now, Summers said. John Maffei, not from Washington. Where would you think Homerism lives and thrives? Or where you would think Homerism lives and thrives? John Maffei is with the San Diego Union-Tribune. John, can you look at yourself in the mirror, John? Can I? Absolutely. No. You're looking for 15 minutes of fame and attention, Summers injected. Steve, this interview is over. Thank you. Goodbye. And then hung up. What? Well, one of my better interviews. Here's the thing. Where's this guy's sense of humor? Taking a little bit too seriously here, don't you think? I can't believe that. Last time somebody hung up on me doing an interview was Charlie O'Finley when I was in Sacramento. And Charlie didn't like the questions, and he hung up on me. So there it is. John, he goes, there it is, John Maffei, and what? I mean, come on already. Please explain yourself. I can't believe that. But nonetheless, there it is. We got John Maffei, and he wouldn't even, I mean, he had no sense of humor as far as I'm concerned. If you start your interview off with, like, you're looking for 15 minutes of fame, what do you think is going to happen? He's like, well, I'm not going to get punked on this interview.
No. You can't start it off like that. You say, hey, how you doing, buddy? Well, let's talk about your vote. You know what?
You got to finesse it.
I could see where you're coming from on this thing. Let's talk about it. What do you think? And then afterwards, you go, you know, at the end of the interview, well, you're an idiot. Then
you finesse it.
And finesse the game.
So what did you see? You could ask, but, you know, in classic New York style, you got to come in and throw bombs at him. And then when he hangs up, he's got no sense of humor. Right. I was just breaking balls. I said he was looking for his 15 minutes on fame. I was saying he couldn't look at himself in the mirror. Well, it's just a sense of humor. You were a little out of line there, Steve Summers. You're a little out of line right there talking to this guy. Now, clearly that guy's kind of a clown.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, he's the only one that didn't think so. I remember – you remember back in 93, every college writer except one had Miami as the number one team in the country. One had Alabama.
Yeah.
And that was the game that Alabama slapped Miami in the Sugar Bowl, I want to say, Dell, 93?
Yeah, I believe so.
I'm pretty sure. Dell's not even listening to this show. Who cares what he thinks anyway? Time for you, my friend, to talk about Craig DeSerf. Where are you going to be tomorrow?
We're going to be at our friends over at I love this guy. Craig DeSerf does a lot for the community as well. He's been really highly involved in Little League Baseball. They're doing stuff with breast cancer awareness. They've really done a lot of different things that I think are big for me personally. If I'm going to speak for you, I like to know more than you're just, you know, selling cars. I want to know that you're part of the community. And he's always been a big, big, big part of the community. But this time, we're talking about Angleton. And so when you head on out to Angleton, and I'm from Richmond, Rosenberg, so I know, you know, outside the city of Houston, sometimes we get forgotten. But the fact is, you know, that's not a long drive if you're going to be saving thousands of dollars. You can head on out to Angleton. It's a little bit of a drive, 40 to 45 minutes. But it's really not much of a drive if you're considering that you're going to save thousands off of the pickup truck, the SUV that you're looking for. If you have a chance to get a Yukon, let's just say a Yukon or a Chevy Suburban, iconic SUVs, and I told you that you can save $3,500 on those vehicles, that's absolutely something that you should consider making that drive out there to save $3,500, $4,000, maybe even more. And when you see the trade-in value they give you for your vehicle, when you see all the dealer incentives and cashbacks and rebates that you get, and then on top of it, when they cut to the bottom, when they cut to the lowest price early on in the negotiating process, you're going to find out why it's so much easier to go out to Angleton and buy your vehicles, not just one, but multiple. That's why a lot of the Astros go out there to do that. And by the way, there will be a famous Astro there tomorrow afternoon as well. So just mentioning that. We're not going to say who it is. We might mention it tomorrow for you. But needless to say, famous, and that should be of interest to you. We'll head on out to Angleton, and that will be of interest, finding the right car, crossover, SUV, or pickup. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. To see their entire inventory in stock, go to LandZCars.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Dude stopped by. He's getting some kolaches. We got a kolache shop. You want to go to the Aggie game? We got tickets. No.
No, it's here. We're not going to sit your ass to Birmingham. We didn't do that to you.
We ain't lying you there.
We ain't doing that.
Well, you're gonna if you're going to go.
How many tickets do we have?
Two.
You sure
with
it's
the parking pass?
I thought it was not four.
No, I don't know. Tasha, how many tickets we got?
For the Aggies.
Aggies, two, four,
two. All right. Got to get a babysitter.
Yep. You got a babysitter?
Yeah, I need my mom. You got an Aggie?
Mom.
Oh, yeah, what are you talking about? We got you two tickets and parking.
And the parking, all free. Tasha's got them right over
Kalachi's
there.
Kolaches here. We're feeding you. We're sending you to football games.
So, Dave got a mattress here. Do you need a queen-size mattress? Just $499 for an adjustable feet and head. That is unbelievable. That's the lowest price you'll find anywhere, guaranteed. Guaranteed the lowest price you'll find anywhere.
It's kind of important because it can help your back.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And snoring.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure. How do you feel about the Rockets game tonight? I'd like to say I felt there's dissension and all this stuff. I just haven't we've seen flashes of the Rockets. We just haven't seen it consistently enough. And while Golden State's definitely not playing their best basketball, I mean, the Rockets right now haven't proven up to this point. Now, we may catch them on a really good night, and there's a decent chance that they can win this thing. I don't know. What do you think they're going to be a dog tonight. What do you think it is? Is the number out already?
The Rockets will be a 4-point dog.
That's your guess?
That's my guess.
That's not a bad number. I'm going to say a little higher.
Really?
Well, they haven't been good at home. I mean, they've been really terrible other than one win.
Yeah, but there's no Steph Curry.
Oh, that's right. I'm still going to make them. I'm going to make them 5.
What do you got, Rio?
You got the number? You're going to guess 4?
You like the number?
Oh, Rockets are a 2.5 favorite.
Get out of here. Get the bleep out of here.
Swear on Bible. It's right there, 2.5.
Well, that's
– run it. Hashtag run it back. This is a run it back game. Over-under is 218, which actually feels a little low. But that's because the Rockets offensively.
We have no idea who's going to
show. They played much better defensively, and offensively they have not been an over team. So that's kind of interesting. This is a way different type of game than what we saw to end the season last year, where those two teams were. They're not playing the same level basketball. Did you see there's already Trevor Ariza didn't make the trip for the Phoenix Suns for personal reasons? There's already people are already speculating, uh-oh. He's not happy. They're going to get a buyout. He'll be back with the Rockets soon enough. No one's buying out that amount of money for Trevor Ariza, I don't think, with his contract. I got to see exactly what the contract was, but I can't see that happening. I can't see Trevor Ariza.
Well, I could certainly see the Rockets.
I mean, I could see the Rockets wanting him.
Yeah, I could see that too, although
– trading for him?
It's not because of Trevor Ariza. Good Lord, shoot the ball better.
No, I'm saying, but would they want him back in the locker room – where he's real tight with Chris. He's kind of a guy who helps
Mello,
with James. Yeah. I'm saying I think they would love to have him back there, but not if you have to buy his contract. No.
They need another body.
Not if you have to trade for his contract. I don't think you want that.
No. No, 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 no. And I don't think they will.
It was a 4-year deal, too. I mean,
no,
I can't see that. No one's going to buy out Trevor.
Why
Reeves
didn't they
already?
Give it to him if they wanted him so bad?
But oh, wait. No, no, no. It's a 1-year deal. That was an old contract. Oh, yeah.
How much?
Oh, 15, it says. On this one, yeah. That's a little sporty.
Yeah.
But if you do a
you know
buyout.
The Suns might eat some of it.
If you do a buyout, if you eat some of it, if you buy it out, yeah, you could buy his contract out potentially.
The Suns might eat some of it.
I absolutely could see that happening again if that's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I could say, let's get the gang back together.
713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Do you see that there's a monopoly from millennials?
I did. And I guess millennials. You guys talk – I think – Dell, didn't you guys talk about it yesterday?
It's a timeless game about owning property, has a new edition targeting the people infamous for their inability to do so, millennials. They have unveiled a new edition called Monopoly for Millennials, a twist on the original. On the cover, new edition, rich Uncle Penny bags, dons earphones, sunglasses, and participation medal while taking a selfie.
Wait. Hasbro makes this.
Yes. Forget real estate. You can't afford it anyway.
Well, that's true.
Money doesn't always buy a great time, but experiences, whether they're good or weird, last forever. So rather than collect cash and real estate, as in traditional versions, players collect experiences such as dining at a vegan bistro or doing a Mediterranean retreat, a meditation retreat, or simply staying in their parents' basement. Adulting is hard. You deserve a break from the rat race.
Adulting is hard. Are these actual phrases that Hasbro uses?
But the game has drawn mixed reactions. Many millennials are offended,
yes,
while others find it hilarious.
Wait, a millennial got offended?
Yeah.
That can't
possibly
be true.
And jeer at any negative reaction is a classic instance of millennials being coddled.
They've got three-day musical festivals that they get to go to. According to the game's description, in this version, a player with the most experience, not the most money, wins, which makes sense because most of the money is probably earmarked for student loan payments. Additionally, the game description insists that the game's purpose is to give players a break from the rat race of adulting, as John said. So instead of paying rent, you pay visits to each other to rack up more experience points. To further drive home the point, Mr. Monopoly is posed on the cover taking a selfie with a coffee cup in a hand, a camera, a pair of sunglasses, and a hashtag are included among the game pieces. The cherry on top is the game's price is $19.82, which would have been a clever allusion to the supposed year that the Monopoly or that the millennial generation begins, if only it weren't off by a year. Although it seems like the millennial stuff is actually kind of fluid in terms of
millennials started in 82, I would have thought later.
Born in 82, yeah. or younger. And there's a cutoff too.
So millennials are 30 years old?
Oh, yeah. It's not what we think of, but the quote-unquote millennial generation is, yeah, actually late 30s is the cutoff into the 20s. But a lot of people just assume that anybody, like my son, I've got a 23-year-old. And so Drake, people, he's a millennial. But I don't think, I actually don't think 23.
Now. Raheel, you're a millennial.
I don't think 23 is considered. We consider it millennial, 35. But I don't know that it technically
is. What year
is.
Were you born? 85? You're a millennial. A millennial.
You're not a baby boomer.
You're not
boomer.
A baby boomer. I'm a baby boomer.
At heart.
All right. You're a baby, baby boomer. Yeah, that's right.
Get on the mic if you're going to do the show.
Yeah.
Get on the mic.
No,
but
he's
just
eating
chocolate croissants or whatever.
Chocolate kolaches. No one eats peach ones. What is that?
Your son isn't a millennial, Lance.
He's not, right?
He's in Generation Z.
So he is Gen Z?
Yes.
See, I feel like he's a millennial because he's in the age group. 23 is still soft as sugar. And it's still like.
Well he's Z a year soft. Beyond. He's a year beyond Generation Z. If he's 23, I thought he was like 21, 22.
No, he's 23, so he's still millennial.
Yeah.
Because that's an offended generation, soft as sugar generation, super walk on eggshells. Although my kids, I got to tell you, my kids, it's not.
They're all woke.
We're not over. Yeah, but it's not. I mean, they go to a very diverse school. We don't like, it's not crazy PC in my house necessarily. We're not crazy racist. It's just regular in my house, but my kids are very, very sensitive to all. I think kids are just growing up with like, yeah.
How racist are you then? If you're not crazy racist?
No, it's very low on the scale, Dale.
You get the caveat. You're not crazy racist in your house, so there must be some level of racism in your house.
I don't feel like there is. I have isms against like, it's not race. It's more like, no, it's not really age either. I don't know. I guess sometimes don't like stuff. I'm just kind of just cranky, I guess. Just sometimes I don't like things.
Like people?
It can be random.
Like certain races of people you don't like?
No, it's not races. It's a certain way people drive.
Like Raheel doesn't like,
I don't like
female Katie drivers.
Here's what I don't like.
Is that
I don't like drive-in. This isn't a race. This is a type of person. I am anti certain types of people. The types of people, and my wife is this type of person. She's admitted this to me early in our relationship. Drive all the way down to the end on the 610, from 59 to 610.
When you exit and you
try to sneak in. Like, okay, if you can sneak because there's a big truck that's slow to get started and all that, that's part of the game. That's a respect the hustle thing. But if you're pulling up traffic and you just decided, I'm going to hold everything up and wait right here, a whole lane, and just try to jackhammer my way in.
If you can't get in and you have to stop.
If you try to jam your way in and force other people to jam on their brakes, you're an a-hole. And I don't fade a-holes anymore.
So I've always said, I want to do that in a supermarket. In a long line for the supermarket, just kind of
shoot in real quick. Yeah, how would that work? How does that work out for you?
No,
is that considered? Oh no, like in driving, like no, that's considered. No, that's permissible.
No.
You're right. In a supermarket, is it? You know what? If somebody's standing in line and you're standing in line at a McDonald's, you shoot in while somebody's looking at the menu.
Yes.
Or you're at Energy Stadium this week for the game. And all, or not this week, but or let's say you're at Toyota Center tonight. Huh. Let's say you just fire in and try to get some of those delicious zebra popcorn that has the chocolate and the caramel stuff on it.
Yeah. Oh, but it is acceptable if you're an a-hole, if you're waiting in line like at a barbecue and you get to the front and you still don't know what the hell.
I can't do that either. Yeah, I can't.
Is that the worst?
That's the worst. And I got two people like that, my wife and my son Snacks. He will go up there. We can be waiting forever at a donut place. At a donut place. We could be waiting for 20 minutes. We get up there. He goes, What do you have? I'm like, Snacks, you got 6 seconds.
That's it.
It's just go glaze. Don't be stupid. Whatever you get is going to be fine.
Is Snacks basic or not?
If he goes glaze when he has all those options, hell yeah, he's basic.
Basic.
But Snacks will also tell you, you know, my kids always are saying, and this is their age, knowing they're like anywhere from 8 to 14, they always think things are racist that aren't, they don't really understand the term. Just because something refers to a race doesn't make it racist. You really need to go read what the definition is. Like, if you acknowledge that someone is Asian, you are not a racist.
Yeah, they probably are.
Like, that's an Asian. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's Asian.
What if you say Asian driver? Not,
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Oh no, racist? No. I think most of the school is actually heavily Asian. Can't say that. That's racist. It's an acknowledgement of an actual demographic. That's not racist. To say the school is comprised of more Asian children. That is not racist. So I always have to correct them on stuff. But, boy, my daughter, you know, my wife homeschools Madi. Dale, you're going to love this.
Maybe.
Yesterday she learned about pilgrims and what happened to the Native Americans.
Ooh.
She was – my wife said, she's not happy. So what happened? She goes, she just found out about some of the pilgrims and Native Americans in this thing we were doing. And she goes, I thought the pilgrims. She told her, I said, what's wrong, baby? She goes, well, I tell you what's wrong. I thought the pilgrims were really good people. And now I found out they basically were terrible people who stole everyone's land and caused a bunch of people to die. So, yeah, that's why I'm having a bad morning so far.
Oh, well.
Finally, wait till you find out about the Crusades.
Finally, your wife decided to pull that white veil that history has told us about how great the pilgrims were, and now your daughter is woke. She understands they were genocidal, homicidal maniacs.
Yeah,
the
pilgrims. You know what's great, too? Having all this land, okay?
She said, why did it happen? And I tried to tell her, look, it's not good, but what they were trying to
think. Why don't you give it back? Why don't you give your house back, Del?
What?
Okay, give your house back.
Nah, it's part of my 40 acres, sorry.
Okay, all right.
Part of my 40 acres. Where's the mule?
I don't want a mule. Mules make a mess.
All right. Right now, we got to talk right now.
Remember when you first learned about Trail of Tears? Like, this is really bad. This is a super bad look.
Let's talk right now about, Dale talked about it a little bit earlier, and it's Thrive Plus. And immediately when he said, okay, well, today we're winning Thrive Plus along with a chance to go to the staycation at the Houstonian. Well, Thrive Plus, a buddy of mine, yesterday, as a matter of fact, he says, he was texting me, he's like, you out? I said, no, I'm not feeling well, I'm not going out. He goes, well, I'm drinking some Coors Lights right now. I said, well, then you need to take Thrive Plus. He said, you are absolutely right. I said, you will feel good tomorrow. Because he tried to get in on the staycation yesterday. I said, well, if you take some Thrive Plus, you're going to be sharper, and you'll be on time. Let's go. Take some Thrive Plus.
True enough.
And sure enough, that's the case. You will be sharper. It's guaranteed. If you don't feel 50% better, they're going to give you your money back. And if you're in Houston, which you are, you will get yours. If you order it by 3 o'clock today, you'll have it tomorrow. So you got a big weekend planned. Get your Thrive Plus now. Couple, three capsules after you've been drinking, no matter how much you drink, and you're going to feel 50% better. It's just a fact. They guarantee it. DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You will now hear an electronically generated noise.
ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Waiting on my confidence to feel the knife on through.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. We apologize about the long break. We had a bit of, we had an issue here, but we are good now. So, we're all good. Yeah. No, we've never had a technical difficulty. So we've kept.
Actually, yeah, this is better.
No, we've kept our streak intact, never having. We're undefeated with technical difficulties. So congratulations to us. We win again. We're live at Texas Mattress Makers where we've got an unbelievable selection of beds. We have got the best price that you're going to find on an adjustable bed. If you're somebody who snores and you need your head up or you like your feet up, whatever the case may be, you can do this with this bed, and it's only $499. That is, I guarantee you, you will not find a lower price in the city of Houston. And, you know, you get the comfort level that you want, too. How soft, how hard, whatever it is, and Yuval will make that for you. He is unbelievable. On top of being half... His regular normal prices are half of everybody else. He's taken half of that off on that bet. So it's basically a quarter of what you would pay for that bet. So there you have it right now at Texas Mattress Makers. 4619 Navigation. Come say hi. Gilbert came by. Hey, Gilbert.
Different Gilbert.
No, well, it's the other Gilbert.
Yeah.
He calls himself the other Gilbert.
The good Gilbert.
Not the one that says anyway.
Right.
I would imagine he catches himself because you could use anyway in a sentence, but if I'm him, I would never use it.
Right? Probably smart not to.
Yeah, I would think so.
Nothing going on with our Houston Astros right now. Nothing except second place finish for Justin Verlander, which was expected. I don't think most people didn't expect him to win the Cy, did they? I mean, he was in it. He was number two. He finished second. I thought it was a little bit of a long shot for him to win.
Yeah, Blake Snell deserved it.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be the case.
Most wins, best ERA. There you go.
Do you know what? So, Mike Elias is gone. You and I mentioned that the other day. He's taking over Baltimore. You know, I talked to a friend of mine who's in football who told me that he visited with the Orioles asked to see my buddy, and he knows something about analytics and team building and stuff like that. And he said that he couldn't believe how terrible Baltimore was. He said, I didn't know it was possible for a baseball team to be this far behind the times. Analytics and Moneyball stuff, you know, started in baseball. He said, how there is a major league team who literally is this far behind the times is astonishing to me. Well, he told me that last spring, and lo and behold, looky here, they go out and get Mike Elias, who's part of Jeff Leno's crew, and was an integral part in the decision to select Carlos Correa. He has been here for the rebuild of the Houston Astros. So it makes sense from a rebuild standpoint, but also from a standpoint of a guy who worked with Leno going to a team that's so poor in analytics to say, hey, we want to get better at understanding value and create advantages on the field. So, you know, good luck to Mike Elias. Sucks that the Astros just keep losing guys out of the organization, but, man, that's the ultimate thumbs up to Jim Crane and Jeff Leno and what they built over there.
Yeah, but it's like starting to get scary that everybody's gone.
Marwin, Charlie, there's a chance with Charlie, Keuchel, these three are going to be gone for sure. And these are guys that
Here's the deal. I think
Marwin for sure.
Yeah, I don't know that he's replaceable.
I think Keuchel for sure.
Yeah, I think so too. I think Charlie Morton's a possibility. But if you signed to James Paxton, I think, you know what, you can say goodbye to Charlie. I mean, you can say goodbye, Charlie.
But I think people are going to pick, like, people want Charlie Morton now. It wasn't necessarily the case whenever they got him. There was
let's not forget he's 4 years older now, too.
No, I understand, but they're still going to want him now more 4 years older than they did when he came in. Is that four?
Two years older.
It was a 2 year deal, right? I think it's a 2 year deal. So they're gonna be
how
clamoring.
Long has he been here?
I think he's only here 2 years. Yeah.
Two.
So they're gonna be clamoring.
Yeah,
more
but he's
for
36 now.
Right, he's older. But my point though, John, is now even in his mid-30s, they'll be clamoring for him more now after the Astros get done with him than when he came in.
Yes.
Dallas.
Well, he got $7 million a year 2 years ago. He's gonna get more than that now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could get as much as two times that.
At 2 years older.
Yeah, he could get two times that. He could get in the neighborhood of $15 million a year. There's a chance.
Yeah, for
depends
just a couple years, though.
Yeah, not long term. I think it's really more, should be more like 12 and a half to 13, but we'll see what the market bears. But you are losing guys left and right, not just off your bench and on day-to-day, but behind the scenes. So, we'll never know how that goes in terms of the rebuild. We won't know any of the people they're hiring. We'll never have heard of them. Jeff Leno's got a lot of work to do. Even if he promotes from within, he's going to have to hire from outside to fill those vacancies from the people he promotes. So there's a lot of rebuilding in the infrastructure that has to take place for Leno and Crane this year, which is very rare. I don't know that any organization, name me the last organization in any sport that had to make as many, had to do as much as the Astros have had to do in the dugout and in the infrastructure in one off season than the Astros. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
They've lost, what, six guys now? Six guys when you look at behind the scenes, that I know of, behind the scenes in the infrastructure and then on the bench as well.
They've created more jobs than any presidential administration.
Well, I don't know if it's a job creation.
I saw your tweet.
Yeah. Alex Cora, how about that?
Alex Cora had a job.
Yep.
Yeah.
Added jobs.
Well, the Red Sox manager job was a job. They didn't create it.
No, they created more jobs.
That's not true.
Yep.
That job existed. They did not create.
If Jeff Leno was doing a commercial, he could say, "I've created jobs for Alex Cora," and admit like it wouldn't be true. But you don't have to say true stuff on commercials.
No, right.
He created
like your
jobs
commercial
for guys. That's on. I know that job was there, but he created that job for Cora.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
He created the opportunity.
The job was there. There was John Farrell was there before him.
Bad job creation.
Was he really, though?
Yes, he really was. Okay. Just like your addiction commercial.
Yeah, the Addiction Network commercial is up. Right. And you can go to facebook.com/975Houston or on my Twitter account, and you can watch the whole thing. And it's also going to be running on AT&T Sportsnet Southwest. So be on the lookout for it. Bad sports radio is a disease.
And yes, it is
a boring sports radio.
Yeah,
is a disease. I thought
both.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
boring is bad.
Yeah. Do you plan on creating jobs with some of your commercials?
No, oh, no.
Well,
I did employ three people for it.
We did it.
Job creation. Small businesses. Did you do that with your tax cut?
I did. Huge tax cut.
We cut our spot yesterday, Lance and I.
Yep.
We had a commercial 30-second spot. Only took it 4 hours, but it was fun. You know, other than just standing around. You know, the entertainment business, it can be. You think it's fun, but it's really not. It's a grind.
It's not all just a bunch of boxes of kolache sitting in front of you like it is here today.
Right.
Where I've had my share of whatever kolache I want.
The old saying in Hollywood is, with acting, it's 90% waiting, 10% acting.
Yes.
Is that
Thank
the
you.
Same?
It is. Lights right. and sound and
right.
lines and all this.
Trailers. Where Harvey Weinstein's coming in doing stuff.
Oh, that's the worst part about acting is if he comes
Plants.
In.
Plants. Yes.
Like, hey, I'm doing this really cool Weinstein movie with Kevin Spacey. Oh, that sounds terrible. How'd you get – you got that job? Yeah. They were like – they didn't even want me to try out or anything. I didn't have to read for them. I didn't have to – they just hired me. Harvey and Kevin Spacey are both Kevin's a producer. Harvey's an executive producer. Kevin's going to be the star of this show. I think it's about two guys who are deserted on an island. Like, oh, this is not going to be a good movie for you. Kevin, did you even look into this at all? I think it's going to be a really cool movie.
So Jason OTC put out NFL teams with the least and most draft picks still playing in the NFL.
OTC is the over-the-cap website.
Okay. So who do you think has the fewest draft picks still playing in the league? Can't look.
Oh, fewest draft of their original, their own draft
they
picks.
They drafted the guys.
Texans.
Man, yeah. Texans have to be way up there.
Texans are not. It's the Giants. They only have 31. The Jets, 32.
Over how? What time frame?
No, period. Still. Period. Playing.
Oh, so you should have plenty from the last 2 years, typically.
Yeah. Well,
Giants have 31, and that's low?
Yeah, because the number one team with still draft picks playing in the NFL.
Steelers.
Bengals, 61.
Oh, cheap, yeah. Wait. Oh, still playing in the league, but not for them.
Right, still just playing.
Oh, okay. All right, now that makes more sense. Wow, 31. You have all these players who are not. Where does it say from what draft year?
It's all drafts. All drafts.
Oh, I guess it could
still
be.
Still playing in the NFL.
I see, yeah.
Their draft picks still playing in the NFL.
That is not great.
That's not good. The Jets were second to last at 32. Falcons, 34. Chargers, 34. Titans, 35. Bears, 35. Saints, 37. Bengals are number one. They still have 61. Wow. Ravens, 54. Seahawks, 54. 49ers, 53. Patriots, 52. Packers, 51. Redskins, 49. The Texans, middle of the pack. Surprisingly, the Texans are middle of the pack
at
something.
That is amazing.
Are they slightly above? Are they 9-7, middle of the pack?
I don't know. I don't have the full list. All I have are those, the top and bottom.
On the three tiers, it is truly astonishing how often
everything.
We go to any statistic. It is astonishing how often they end up in the middle tier.
Yes. Deshaun right now, QBR in the league.
Is he middle?
16. It's amazing.
Everything.
Everything.
Is that
now,
real?
They're upper echelon with wins this year, though.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Well, yeah, I would say so. You've got Kansas City. They're actually ahead of Pittsburgh. So yeah, they actually are with their little run 6-3. They're one of the. No. They're one. They have some of the because Pittsburgh is 5-4-1, right?
Right, and I don't. You know, everybody was a 9-7. This is a 10 or 11 win team.
We hope so.
No, this will be a 10 or 11 win team.
Because how many AFC South games are left at home now?
Three. All three.
And how are?
And I don't remember seeing this where you play all three on the road and then you play all three at home.
I don't remember that either.
Never.
Yeah.
And two out of those three teams seem to be playing better.
Yeah, the Titans and Colts are playing well.
Colts are – Andrew Luck is playing good football. And we'll see what the Titans are because 1 week they're beating the Patriots. The other you're like, wait, what – I thought you guys were good. This is so weird. But they're playing better, and they beat you while they weren't playing that great. They beat you with a running back running the Wildcat for a lot of the game.
Right.
So we'll see how those games work out. So hopefully it is a 10-win – season, but let's not get ahead of ourselves.
It's a 10-win season.
I hope so.
No, it is. It's already done.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they're 6-3. So you think that they're going to go 3-6 down the stretch?
Well, let's look at 3-4. Let's look at the schedule real quickly.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Win.
That's not a guarantee. It's a toss-up.
Right.
They're favored to win.
I don't see that, but okay.
Yeah. Road game in Washington. We'll see how they are. I guess let's give it a win because they're favored. Okay, let's just play that game.
Well, they're going to be favored in almost every game they play, except the Eagles.
The Titans coming here
they'll be
the week after that.
They'll be favored.
And how do we feel about that game?
Last year they put 54 on them here.
Mm-hmm. Well, this year they lost to Wildcat running back quarterback.
Blaine Gabbert.
And Derrick Henry
tackles.
Was running Wildcat every time almost.
Yeah, but that they play. And, oh, by the way, if it was an under last game, it's probably going to be an over here.
Yeah.
Because forms change when you play your division rival the second time around.
Here are the guarantee wins. Let's go guarantee wins. There's two guarantee wins on here.
Browns?
Browns and Jets.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Like, we'll go let's go guarantee. Then let's go toss-up.
Okay, that gives you 8.
Okay. So now let's go toss-up wins. Redskins.
Okay.
Colts coming here.
That's a tougher game now.
That's a tough.
Yeah. No, both those, the Titans and the Colts could go either way.
Yeah. So let's go. That's three toss-up games.
Right.
And then.
Eagles.
The Jags. Where do you? That's the last game of the season. If they're done with the playoffs, that team's checked out. That could be a win right there. So that could be 9 right there just based on. If the Jags end up being, you know, they're out of the playoffs.
And the Eagles are probably.
That's a loss. Let's go a loss. Because they're, well, they might be playing.
This. They ain't playing as well as everybody
thinks. I know,
but
they might be playing for their playoff lives.
And so what? They were playing against the Cowboys in a big Sunday night game. And what'd they do? They laid an egg. Mm-hmm. They have not been the same team this year. And, you know, all this offseason, everybody talked, you know, they talked a lot. The Eagles were talking a lot. How New England, it's not any fun. We have fun here. Well, they come out now and they're saying it's about accountability. We have not been accountable. They were fat and sassy and happy. That Super Bowl, you want to talk about a Super Bowl hangover, that was real this year with the Eagles. That was real.
But it was a fun hangover.
Yeah.
They had fun doing it.
They did. They absolutely did. But you know what? It's real. And I'm going to say this too. If you count the New England out right now because of their last game, then you're an idiot. Because they're still New England, and they're still going to have it's still got to go through New England to get there. You're still going to have to go through New England.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's got to play better though. All right, 9:12 ESPN 97. Oh, we going straight through though?
No.
Oh, we're taking a break. God, you suck at this.
What?
Well, I mean,
they got to go 4-2 by the way to get that 10.
Yeah. No, they got 4-3.
They got 4-3. Left. Sorry, 4-3.
Yeah.
Man.
There's a 5-2 team the rest of the way.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, Del, I said it. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I actually wrote it in Sports Map that they were going to go undefeated the rest of the way.
And 13 now you're backing straight off. Wins. Why are you so strong on Sports Map, but when it comes on the radio, is it because you think one place people actually care what you say and the other place they don't?
No, that's not it, Del.
Then
I'm going to stay with
different?
It.
Why are you being different?
I'm staying with it. I'm staying with it.
Undefeated.
Undefeated the rest of the way. Yeah, I said it.
Seems like a stretch.
Okay, 13 straight wins. Like it can't happen. And, oh, by the way, home field advantage throughout.
No, not happening. That ain't happening.
Well, you need to start doing that. If you're going to ride the win streak, you need to start putting money line plays on and then ride it all the way.
I know. Open it up a parlay.
But he could just lose.
17 parlay.
He could lose this week, too.
Yeah, it's not going to. They're going to go in there and slap that ass.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for headline's sake, I hope one man rode the Texans winning streak all the way to the bank.
Damn right. Opening up a 17 parlay. Look at you and Dell.
Aww.
Oh, look at that.
Ebony and I, bro.
What?
His arm's around me, too.
What are you talking about?
Lance is looking at old pictures.
Your arm is around me. I didn't put my arm around you.
No, you saw it, Dell.
I'm looking at the picture right now. There's no way my arm's around you.
My best friends.
Yeah, it is.
Thick and thin. We'll always be together.
Look,
fun and
around. Look at arm placement.
Fun all day.
Lance decided to put his arms on my shoulders.
Can we be this close like we were then?
It's
amazing.
Now you hadn't left me in the middle of the night for another station.
It's amazing.
Wow.
That's amazing. Now, let's get this back.
No, sorry. Trust was broken.
Let's get this back.
Sorry,
no.
buddy. Trust was
this.
Broken.
Trust
let's get
broken.
This back again.
I
you
come
know,
into not- work. I was in work on Friday. My buddy was here on Monday. He's working someplace else. Trust
That's
broken.
That's not how it went down.
That is how it went down.
That
actually.
Is how
is it
went down.
I was on vacation.
Kinda
actually.
No, you weren't.
It's kind of. No, I had been on vacation in Galveston.
Kind of is how it went down.
Yeah. For,
oh, well, it's like when John did to me when he goes, hey, play last show I'm working. Take care.
Yeah.
What? I'm going to sue the station. Take it easy.
I had plans for you, though.
I'm going to sue the station.
You didn't have any plans for me.
Hey, did he say, hey, John, just stick tight here 7 years later.
Yeah. I got you.
I'll be back,
I'll be
man.
Back.
How long was it? Seven?
Six.
John.
Six.
6 years. John, I'm going to 790 for the long con, okay?
The long
con. He went Sawyer on you, long con.
Time to talk about, so you want to talk about something that's broken. Your patio is broken. Jeff Aronoff can come and fix it. He can come fix that vanity, that countertop. You got broken countertop? That's terrible. You can't have that. You need a new countertop. Jeff Aronoff, it's what he do. It's what he do every day. He puts in vanities in entire hotels, okay? So you think he can't fix yours? Yeah, he can. And listen, you're going to love working with him because he's going to do it at a great price. He's going to get that. You put in an outdoor pool, well, you got to put in all the tile. You got to put in an outdoor. You're going to have a pool out there. You need a kitchen out there. You need countertops. You need he'll design the whole thing for you. He designed ours. Came out beautiful. Wonderful. So if you're looking for somebody that can come and take care of that business. Now, he's big. Now, you got a crack in your step. Don't call him. But if you're going to put in an entire patio out back or out front, whatever the case may be, then you call Jeff Aronoff right now. 713-880-2822. 20% off. Because you're a 97.5 listener, 713-880-2822. Tell Jeff you heard it here. My head.